In the end, Albury 30, Gundagai 20. They tried hard at the class players, Warren.
There wasn't much in it, but they just were a little better, Albury. I think it was the right result. I think Albury's second half showed that they were just slightly the better side. They played a very good second half.
Albury Thunder spokesperson Mike Eden is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gay.
How good was yesterday's win?
Oh, very good morning. Now, looking back, it was a bit tense at times there. The Gundagai Tigers got out to a flying start, as we thought they would, and got ahead. But our boys just hung in and did what they've done all year and all last year, and that's just have belief in themselves and ground away until they finally got in front and held on towards the end.
It was a little fiery at times too.
Yes, well, when we were getting over the top and the fitness was starting to show through, some of the old heads in Gundagai thought they might put a little bit of the biffo on and stir us up a bit, because most of our players are 22, 21 year old boys, and playing against men it was pretty tough, but it didn't work, thank goodness. So we got away with a win.
Kept their cool and composure. And as you say, they're a young side, so a few good seasons ahead of them still to come.
It's great. We've got probably 7 or 8 local boys playing in the team now, which is great for the region. Being an AFL town or city, an area that really we struggled to get numbers, but the last few years have been great. And again, this year, blokes like Josh Remington and Rex Sargent coming through, old heads like Steve Meredith from the local and Mark Walsh from here in Albury have done really well. Of course, the Seaton brothers, third, fourth generation Albury people. It's great for the city and great for our game as well.
How does this compare? You're a former NRL great playing for Manly and Eastern Suburbs and Parramatta and the Gold Coast. How does this win compare, back-to-back flags?
Oh, it's fantastic. I was involved at Parramatta the last time they won in 86 and did the lap of honour at the cricket ground, but this is great. I mean, these young boys, how much hard work they put in for very little return. There's not much money in country footy, and they start training in November. They'll have 6 weeks off and then start again, and it all comes to a head. Looking back, Albury 7 years ago were being beaten by the Tumuts and Tamoras by 100 points, 90 points, week in, week out, and now we're reaping the rewards of very hard work by the committee, and of course Josh Cale, the coach, has just done wonderful things the last 5 years.
Congratulations to everyone concerned. Just quickly, who's your tip for the NRL grand final between Manly and Sydney Roosters?
Oh, I don't know. I've played for both clubs and I'd love Manly to win. I grew up in Manly and Big George Rose helped us out last year. So
Manly it is. All right, good on you. We'll leave it there, Mike. Congratulations once again to Albury Thunder.
Josh Cale, captain coach. Congratulations, Josh.
Thanks very much.
Yep. You managed to get a couple of hours sleep?
Yeah, I snuck in a couple of hours, I think. The older you get, I think you can find a way to get a few hours in.
30-20 was the scoreline in the end, although you were behind at half time. What were you thinking?
Oh, look, half time is probably a good thing for us. We sort of a little bit, we haven't had much footy in the last 5 weeks, and it's just good to come back in the sheds. We're all nice and relaxed, and just point on a few things we need to work on and areas which we went away from that we spoke about before the game, and I thought we did really well to fix them up in the second half.
Was there a weight of expectation on the players?
Oh, look, mate, I think so, yeah. Every grand final, there's expectations. So, just what we put on ourselves, we work really hard. And, it's always nice to get reward for your hard work, and it was something, we've set out for. It was a goal at the start of the year, and I thought we'd done really well to get it in the end.
How much support did the Thunder have in the crowd in the end? It was played at Wagga, obviously, rather than in Albury. How did you feel your crowd support was?
Oh, mate, it was great. We get great support wherever we go in the group. All our fans, they follow us wherever we go, and there was plenty of green and black in the crowd. It was great to see everyone there in the Thunder colours.
It's been a real golden era over the last couple of years. What's brought everything together in the team to produce the results that you've seen over the last couple of years?
Oh, look, I think we're just really lucky to have a really good bunch of blokes at the moment. We really work hard for each other. You know, it all starts on the training paddock, and you know, they just don't stop. You know, they turn up each week for each other, and we, yeah, we do a lot of things away from footy. We're all good mates, and I think that has a lot to do with it.
So it sounds like there's a tight social bond there as well as a playing bond.
Oh, yeah, look, mate, we, you know, we're regularly, you know, we just don't play footy together. We do everything together. Like you said, we're very social as a team, you know, and they're all around the same age. Like, I've got a pretty young pack. They're all around 22 years old. I think Mark Walsham's the oldest, 26 in the Rowan side. So, yeah, we all got common interests, and, you know, they're just good boys, and they work really hard, which is, you know, I think it's got a lot to do with the success we got.
Where's the end of season trip going to?
Oh, I'm not sure. When you're a bit older, you try and stay away from those sort of things.
Come on, you're not a geriatric yet, are you?
Yeah, I feel like it. Don't worry about that. Oh, look, the boys have got a little weekend away in Echuca on the houseboat. So just, you know, obviously you work really hard all year, and it's just nice to get away for a weekend and let your hair down and, you know, just all be together and have a few beers.
After such dominating performances for 2 years and a couple of premierships, what's left to achieve for the Albury Thunder?
Oh, look, I think you can always improve, especially as a club. Like, we're always trying to improve in everything we do, whether it's off the field and on the field. So, you know, it's a good feeling at the club at the moment. You know, and a lot of things go in circles, so you've got to make hay while the sun shines, and, you know, we've just got to keep working hard. And, you know, there's nothing like winning, so you never get sick of that.
What do you think about these ideas for down the track that the club admin is working on? Becoming a feeder club for Melbourne Storm, quite possibly, maybe playing in the New South Wales Cup. Do you want to see those things brought about?
Oh, look, you know, it'd be great to see that stuff happen. I just think the next few years, you know, we've got to stay dominant in the Group 9 and just keep working hard, doing all the little things off the field and increasing our membership and sponsors. And, you know, if we do that, we're going to be strong for a long time. And, yeah, we've got some great kids coming through. We had the under-15s win the title this year. Our 16s just missed out in the semi-finals. Our 18s made the semi-finals, so... Yeah, you know, the club's heading in the right direction.
You got to go to work today?
No, my boss has been kind enough to give me a couple of days off, so you know, I thank him for that because I might need it. A little bit of a headache today.
Yeah, I think I believe you. All right, you'll have to give him a signed jersey or something.
Yeah, I'll have to give him something.
I'll let you go and prepare for the houseboat end of season trip. Wonderful success. Well done.
Oh, thanks very much. Thanks for your support.
Josh Cale, captain coach, Albury Thunder, back-to-back premiers.